But yeah, the pregnancy thing, I gained 30 pounds. Just now I'm able to get back into my pre-pregnancy jeans right here. Oh yeah, yeah. I had the jeans with the elastic band along the top here, and also down by the cuffs because of the cankles. Yeah, I had the whole thing going. But I'm on a strict running program now. I started yesterday. I've only missed one day so far. One day. Oh yeah, I'm serious about it this time. I'm serious about it. All right, so let me tell you what happened as we got down to the end of the wire. Okay, first of all, I wanted to be in the room during the conception. A lot of guys don't like that, but I don't mind it at all. I did not find it nauseating, nothing like that. But the delivery, that's a different story. Because first of all, I don't like blood or placentas. And together, not good, not good. But I agreed to be in the delivery room, but I would work the iPod. I agreed to work the iPod. I would download a lot of songs, and I would be there with the iPod. Okay, so here's what happened. I got home one night, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and she was in labor in the bedroom. But the contractions weren't close enough together yet to go to the hospital. I learned that in birthing class. I also learned, for me, as far as I'm concerned, the best time to go to the hospital is when there's no traffic, because I hate traffic. So it's like 3 o'clock now, and I know the traffic's gonna pick up soon, and I know she's gonna hit me up for a ride. I just know it. Sometimes, you can anticipate what your wife is gonna ask you. And I didn't mind, I was happy to do that. And so 5 o'clock rolls around, and I'm thinking, we gotta go to the hospital, we gotta go. So we pack the bags, we go downstairs, turn the garbage disposal on, we get in the car, and we're driving to the hospital. There is not one other car on the road. I've never seen it like this in Los Angeles. And we're driving along, the sun's coming up. I turn to my wife, and she's pregnant with our baby, and she's about to deliver at the hospital. And I'm thinking, this is such a miracle. No traffic, not one car. And I'm feeling good because I'm getting a lot of stuff done. I'm like the cement truck. It's like our cement truck. And we get to the hospital, and I'm hooking up my iPod, and I'm putting the speakers there. I'm also hooking up the blood pressure machine, just to, be on the safe side. And the doctor comes in. She's hooking my wife up to the monitors. We're both doing our jobs. We're both doing what we train for. We're professionals. That's what we do. And the doctor says to me, she says, would you like to help with this? I said, yeah, I'm working the iPod. She said, do you want to help deliver the baby? No, I don't want to help deliver the baby. But I said, yeah, sure, that'd be exciting. Because I hate confrontation. I didn't tell her how I really felt. And she gave me these latex gloves to wear, which meant something was gonna get wet. And I'm hoping it's not the iPod, because it's very expensive. And so she has me hold my wife's left leg up in the air like this, which is how I got in this position in the first place, by the way. And I'm very angry because I can't work the iPod and hold the leg at the same time and do whatever else is gonna be going on down there. And in hindsight, I should have hired a DJ. I should have hired a DJ. I would have had him hold the leg, and I could have worked the iPod and done my job properly. But it was too late now. Things were happening quick. And I'm holding the leg, and then she says to me, look, you could see the head coming out. I didn't want to look, but I took a quick look, And right away, I knew it was my kid, because I had a big, fat Mick head. I knew right away that there would be no DNA needed. And next thing I know, the whole head's out, and she goes, do you want to pull the rest of the baby out? No, I do not want to pull the rest of the baby out. But I said, yeah, sure, that would be great. That'd be nice. What an experience that would be. And I'm pulling on the baby's head, and it's not coming out. It's not coming out. The neck is just elongating like that. And I told the doctor, I said, I'm afraid I'm going to pull the baby's head off. She said, you're not going to pull the baby's head off. I said, okay, but if I do, I'm going to be really mad at you. I was this close to flipping the light switch on and off, and the shade with the other hand. I just needed to go for a hike right then. That's all I needed. And finally, I gave it everything I had. I got on a headlock, and I pulled it out like that. It came slipping out like some kid on a water slide. And the first thing I saw was it had a penis, and I announced to the room, it's a penis, it's a baby penis. I was so happy. But, I really didn't care whether it had one or not, because I had a little strap-on that I brought with me, just in case. No, you gotta do what you gotta do. And so I put the baby up on my wife's chest, and then the doctor says to me, do you want to cut the umbilical cord? Now I'm thinking, geez, doesn't anybody want to work around here? Why do I have to do everything? Do you want to come to our house and cut the grass and wash the dishes? You can tell everybody you participated. But at this point, I didn't care. I took the scissors, clipped, clip, clip, hit the stethoscope once, but then I got the umbilical cord. And you know what? It was a great experience in hindsight. The whole thing was just fantastic. In fact, 2 hours later, went across the hall, I delivered 2 more babies. and a C-section, which I botched, by the way. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You had a great time. That was very funny. Thank you.